Right, so we kick off this morning with my top three picks of things to do in and around the Western Cape this weekend. So if you've just woken up and you are at a loose end thinking, what can we do? What can we do with the kids? What can we do? Here are my three suggestions of what you can get up to. The first one, there's an arts and crafts market at the Tiervaters Kloof Golf Club in Villiersdorp this weekend, where local artists will be showcasing their wares. For more on what you can expect, I'm delighted to be joined by the event organiser, Ravonica Ward. Ravonica, very good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
Pleasure. Tell us a little bit about the arts and crafts market. How long has it been going and what can people expect?
It started yesterday, but it's literally just people in the neighbourhood. With lockdown, a lot of the inhabitants really were taking photographs of sunsets and stuff like that. And some of the artists were inspired by the painting. Then somebody decided, oh, let's showcase it. And it kind of grew from there. So we've not just got art, we've got loads of things. And of course, there's plenty of the golf course on the edge of the Tiervaters Kloof Dam, which is full, so it's a spectacular view. Not that it wasn't, but it's nice to see water instead of dust. We've got sweetie dolls, which are really, really, they're actually a children's delight, and I'm sure parents' nightmare. There's some beautiful, beautiful succulents, Christmas puddings, bags, bangles, jams, chutneys, light refreshments, and just a super, super day out from Cape Town.
So tell me, so you said it started yesterday. How has attendance been?
Very slow.
Right.
To put it mildly.
Yeah.
But I think it's more because it's a Friday, it's a working day, people are still coming out from Cape Town, deciding what to do for their weekend. I do know of quite a few folk who have said, yes, we'll see you, hoping see you means they'll see us today or tomorrow.
Yeah. Let's hope that they're Joburgers, because when Joburgers say we'll see you, they turn up. We're a bit naughty in Cape Town. We say, yeah, we'll see you. You don't see somebody. So I'm imploring you all, if you're listening in this morning, please, if you are at a loose end, get yourself up to the Tiervaters Kloof Golf Club in Villiersdorp. Okay, so we've got, you mentioned jams, bangles, all sorts of bits and pieces from local artisans, which is lovely.
They are. And the nice thing about our planning, which was, people said to me, it's not a good day, but I said, hold on, if the Great and Art Walk is on, it's a super day, drive up, either come via the N1 through to us and then go on to Greaton or the N2, and it's a lovely, lovely circular drive. You can do two for the price of one.
And the weather's looking all right today as well.
It is spectacular. Not a breath of wind yet.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Ravonica, thank you so much for that. Hopefully people will make their way up to the Tiervaters Kloof Golf Club in Villiersdorp today. Just tell us, is there an entrance fee? What are the opening times?
No entrance fee. I forgot to say that there's wonderful light refreshments. And of course, there's a golf course.
Yes.
There's absolutely no entrance fee. It's literally at the clubhouse, so you come in, sign in at the gate. Obviously, all protocols are in place. We'll take all your details and stay virus-free.
Yeah, virus-free, please. I've just done a Google image search, which is one of my favourite things to do, of the Tiervaters Kloof Golf Club, because I haven't been. That's glorious.
It's spectacular.
How spectacular is that?
It's Cape Town's best kept secret.
Ah, oh, my goodness me. Okay, right. Well, you've definitely had me and a plus one, me and a plus two and a small person. There we go. Lovely stuff. Okay, Ravonica, thank you so much for that. If that tickles your fancy, then do get yourself off to the Tiervaters Kloof Golf Club this morning for all sorts, arts and crafts, all made by the fair hands of local artisans, paintings, photographs and other bits and pieces. So there we go. Tiervaters Kloof Golf Club in Villiersdorp. My goodness me, that is a spectacular view. Go for the view, if nothing else. Even if the jams and bangles don't tickle your fancy, then get yourself up there for some gram. What did the kids say? One for the gram, which apparently is when you take a photograph for Instagram. There are lots of one opportunities for one for the gram. beautiful, absolutely glorious. Okay, that is my number one pick. Second, the Tears Animal Rescue Annual Sleepathon is taking place this weekend. They did one last weekend. This is number two, and then there's another one next weekend. It's the annual fundraising event where you're invited, if you're an animal lover, to spend a night in the shelter cuddling with their shelter dogs and cats. I've always wanted to do this. I must get around to doing it. A bit difficult now because of small person, but I've always wanted to do this. So ticket sales, because of social distancing and COVID, etc., social distancing stuff, ticket sales will be limited to 65 per event. But it will cost you £200 per person, which of course goes to towards the Tears Animal Rescue Shelter in Sunnydale. And I have to say, my dog came from Tears. I'm a big fan of the work that they do. So if you are interested, you can get more information at tears.org.za, the Tears Animal Rescue Annual Sleepathon. I'd love to hear from you if you've done one before. I've never come across anyone who actually has done it. And I'd love to hear from you. Have you taken part? Have you gone along with your blanket and cuddled up with one of the four-legged, or three-legged in some cases, pals down there at Tears? That is my second pick, the Tears Animal Rescue Annual Sleepathon. And then the last one, for those of you wanting to spend an evening indoors, ESPN has announced its latest installment in its Peabody and Emmy Award-winning 30 for 30 series. It's The Life and Trials of Oscar Pistorius. So it's a four-part documentary series which premieres weekly. It kicked off on Thursday evening, 8 o'clock, ESPN. That's DSTV 218. And will repeat every Sunday at 8 o'clock from this weekend. It'll also be available on DSTV Catch Up, as well as the ESPN Player app. And it features interviews with more than a dozen figures, more than a dozen people closest to the story. And it sort of covers Pistorius's fall from grace, of course, after killing his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp, on the 14th of February 2013. And the story sort of does a flashback to the very beginning of Pistorius's life. Through his adolescence, to becoming a sort of an overnight phenomenon, at the Athens Paralympic Games. I am keen for that. It's called The Life and Trials of Oscar Pistorius, and it's a four-part documentary series premiered on Thursday, but it will be available on DSTV Catch Up. So there you go. That is my top three, of things to do in and around Cape Town. We kicked off, with the Arts and Crafts Market at the Tiervaters Kloof Golf Club in Villiersdorp this weekend. Get yourself up there. It looks glorious. The weather looks good. All sorts of refreshments. You can get yourself some art, some jam, some bangles. Bangles seem quite specific, but still, you might be in the market for a bangle. Second one is the Tears Animal Rescue Annual Sleepathon. Do help support the incredible work that they're doing there in Sunnydale at the Tears Animal Rescue Shelter. Or if you're keen to stay in, then you can do so and watch The Life and Trials of Oscar Pistorius on ESPN. That's at DSTV channel 218.